Freddy Peralta tossing six innings of one-run, two-hit ball to win for the 17th time this season, helping the Brewers knock off the Angels 9-2 in their series opener at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Christian Yelich clubbed his 29th homer of the season, finishing with a three-hit night and driving his season RBI total to 99, but Yelich said he doesn't chase the numbers.
Obviously, you know about some of them just because how could you not, but not all of them, you know, just because I just don't pay attention to that during the season, but obviously aware of a couple just from being in the stadium. But you just keep your head down and just try to do what you're supposed to do during the game, you know, and everything else kind of takes care of itself. You don't really chase that stuff.
Cubs beat Paul Skeens and the Pirates 4-1, which means the Brewers stay 5-up on Chicago in the Central and drops the magic number to clinch to 7. Since Packers wideout Jaden Reed already was set to miss up to 8 weeks with a broken collarbone, he announced yesterday that he underwent surgery to repair a broken clavicle and a Jones fracture in his left foot. Packers return to the practice field today, preparing for Sunday's matchup at 0-2 Cleveland. The Packers are heavy favorites, but safety Xavier McKinney not selling the Browns short.
Like I said, it's early, and I still think they got a good team. I think if you look at their roster, the paper of who they have on their team and what they can do, they got a lot of talent. You know, things can turn around quickly for them. So we just got to kind of keep that in mind and know we're not just walking into something and they just going to lay down, because that's not what they're going to do.
Former Packer running back Aaron Jones placed on IR by the Vikings yesterday. He'll miss at least 4 games with a hamstring injury. Former Packers quarterback Sean Clifford signed on the Bengals practice squad yesterday. Bayport grad Cordell Tinch won the 110-meter hurdles in 12.99 seconds at the World Athletics Championships in Tokyo yesterday. And there's women's college volleyball on tap tonight. 7th-ranked Wisconsin making the trip to Milwaukee to face unranked Marquette. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.